Hey, Brian Parker here doing another exciting video. This one in keeping with debt buyers or junk debt buyers. I think I got that right the first time. We're doing a company I've sued a lot and defended clients a lot. Absolute Resolutions Investments LLC. They also go by Absolute Resolution Corporation. A lot of times there's a couple of companies, depending on if it's just a computer buying things, but there's a suing arm, if you will, and I believe it's Absolute Resolution Investments LLC. That's who I see or have seen for years pop up. All right, so this is one, again, I like to take lawsuits that I've actually worked upon rather than just some out of the clouds idea. So this is a case that I worked on, and they gave me a little bit of a hard time, so I had to kind of push the gas, if you will. So I'm going to show you what I did. This is going to be unlike any bill of sale you've seen before. It's used commonly, but I just haven't used it in the cases that I've shown you. So let's go. So it's a debtor, my client Dorothy Debtor, versus ARI, or Absolute Resolutions Incorporated, or Investments, or whatever name they want to go by. We'll look at the allegations, but they're not what we want to focus in on today. We're going to bear in on the bill of sale, as I said. So as a precondition to this, I really insist that you go and read Green versus PRA, which is a Court of Appeals case out of Virginia. I'll just read it. Record number 0144-22-3, February 20th. This just hit the presses, and this is revolutionary how great this is. It's great for two reasons. Number one, it incorporates everything in my brain that I've said for years. It just lays it out like I wrote the opinion. I didn't. Number two, the analysis is spot on. You must have the specific proof and certification for an assignment to drop from one company to another in order for the third or fourth or fifth company down the road to show that they have ownership. So every transfer assignment must have the same qualifications. Account number, somebody authorized it, a signature, and the actual name of the person whose debt is being assigned. So that's what Green versus Portfolio does. Let me just read the holding. In sum, we hold that a plaintiff who asserts ownership of a debt by assignment must produce evidence for each and every assignment showing the chain of title for the debt that passed from the original assignor to the plaintiff. The plaintiff today is ARA. So let's look at the second page of their complaint, Shazam. I'm going to try to stop saying Shazam a lot. People have complained. So if you look at number 7 and number 8, those are paragraphs that we've got to answer. You can see, as I've been telling you, these companies treat debt like a four-letter word. And in the video on Friday, I was trying to make it clear why that is the case, why they don't use the word debt. It's because of the securitization of it all. And my last video, I think it really broke it down to the nuts, that exactly why they can't say the word debt. So here, again, you've got accounts being bought and sold, but no debt. But I'm going to give them their due. They give it a shot. Look at paragraph 10, Shazam. And you'll see a plaintiff has purchased the debt incurred by defendant and now owns and holds all the rights relative as evidenced by a copy of the ownership transfer documents attached hereto and incorporated herein as Exhibit B. Many videos prior to this, I've said, as soon as a company starts using flowery legal words, watch out. Something's being taken without permission. So far, they may have done it. So let's take a look at their Exhibit B. Oh, they had a shot. Exhibit B sucks. Why does it suck? Well, it's the bill of sale, and it says Absolute Resolutions, a bunch of letters, and then it says PLCC Fresh. Why they do this, I don't know. It doesn't matter. April 2023. So I really want you to see this. I just said I should have showed you. Shazam. That is unlike any bill of sale I've gone over with you before. I'll look out for that. And look to the after the paragraph. See all those signatures? They're all the same, but they are companies within companies within companies. Synchrony card funding. So this is supposedly a Synchrony card, a Synchrony bank debt. But for some reason, there's Synchrony Bank, SVP Recovery Operations, RFS Holding LLC, yada, yada, yada. What is that? Well, of course, that's the trusts within the trusts that this thing is going through. So let's see in this bill of sale if they stuck with the word debt and in all of seller's right, title, and interest in and to the accounts is set forth in this. So they've got rid of the word debt again. And as soon as there's a hint of securitization, out the door goes the debt. I think when the person that wrote this lawsuit, he or she didn't realize they're not supposed to put the word debt in, or they just didn't know about securitization. So the key there is they are moving accounts again. Also, at the top of this paragraph, let's make sure, Cindy, we still have this bill of sale on the screen. I hope we do. The second line, set forth in the forward flow accounts purchase agreement. Every one of these bill of sales has this forward flow agreement. It's a purchase and sale agreement. It has all these flower-like terms. And they are to be you bear right in on that, because they'll say it. They'll say the whole thing goes through this forward flow accounts purchase agreement, but they won't present it. Anytime you think you're in trouble, bear in on that and go for it. How do you go for it? You go with discovery. So today what I've done, unlike the others, I'm going to do a little discovery inside a collection lawsuit, and there's a reason why I do that. But I'm going to attach that to my membership website, collectionstoppersolutions.com. So I'll attach one answer, two counter affidavits, the actual lawsuit we're talking about today, my show notes, and discovery. I'll be brief. I don't want to bore you, but I just want to show you what to do if you get in a pickle where they're not automatically seeing what is there, but they refuse to settle. So this bill of sale is everything. It's Exhibit B in paragraph 10. So if you kill that, you kill the case. It kills itself because it's not really moving a debt. But more importantly, remember what I just said about Green versus Portfolio. The court held you have to assert ownership of a debt by assignment for each and every assignment. So I'm looking at a piece of paper, but put it back on the screen, Cindy. So every assignment with the name and account number must be between Synchrony Bank, SVP Recovery, RFH Holdings, Synchrony Card Funding, and whoever that last one is, it really doesn't matter because they don't exist. Now, they have attached what they say is a notification file. I can tell you it doesn't say anything. It's not certified. And indeed, the court in the case of Green versus Portfolio said, if you're going to have attachments, make sure there's an affidavit. And remember, affidavit. I'll just bear in on this right now. So we're going to win this because we're going to look at the bill of sale. We're going to look at the paragraphs, and that all will go into our answer. And I've attached two answers for you, and you will be just fine bearing in on that. I'm going to put the first page of an answer I did to this case. You ready? Shazam. And look what I did. I went right into it. I said, denied as this plaintiff with no proof as to ownership of the debt and missing assignments from each entity in the bill of sale. And then I just literally took their bill of sale and put it in the answer. Why did I do that? What's my mantra? You got it right again. Use their documents against them. I'm not joking. That's your whole case sometimes, 99% of the time. other than the fact you have a stolen identity, all the other cases, you can use their documents against them. Now, I wrote this before Green versus Portfolio came out, so I want some credit here, some street cred. The big case just mirrored what I already did when I said, literally, denied as to this plaintiff with no proof as to the ownership of the debt and the missing assignment from each entity, which is what Green versus PRA held. So we're doing great there. I'm doing it great for you. So what I did is they would not buckle or settle this case. So I decided to send them discovery specifically asking for what I'm telling you. So what I did is, let's put up request for reduction number 5 through 10. Shazam. And now you can see I'm looking for a full and complete copy of all the collection notes, yada, yada. Number 6, please provide any and all documents, provide a basis of proof the defendant owes a specific amount of money to ARA. So you're just asking them to prove it. All proof showing Lynn Fisher was employed, who she was employed with on May 2nd, 2023. Put up the bill of sale next to that, Shazam. And you see Lynn Fisher's this electronic signature. So you want to know who gave her the authority. Why? Because she's not working for at least 4 or 5 of those entities. So the law says she must have authority to sign. So not only is there not an assignment, but where is the authority for Lynn Fisher to sign for these people? We just accept it and she's allowed to do that? No. So that's a question you ask. So that's what I ask. So then I really bear in on them. Request for production number 10. Please produce the signed assignment or transfer paperwork proving ARA was assigned the specific debt for the following date. And then I just gave it right back to them using their own documents against them. That's what you do, right? And I put that in my discovery requests, just drove them nuts. Hey, guess what? That case settled. So what I did is I actually started off, here's what I did. Request for production number 2. The specific assignment or transfer of the debt from the original creditor Synchrony to RFS Holding. The assignment from RFS Holding to Synchrony Card Funding. Yada, yada. In fact, let me put request so you don't have to listen to me read this whole thing. Put up request for production number 2. And look what I did. It's a little bit of work, but I'm saying exactly what the Green case is saying you must have. Every assignment between it. Sometimes you just got to get in their grill and ask for what's obvious because they won't listen to you. They just don't want to see anything other than you owe a debt. So that's what you do. You can look at my counter affidavit, and I will put one up there right now. Let's put up a counter affidavit for this case, Shazam. And that is doing exactly what I just said previous to showing you that. I'm saying, court, I don't owe this debt. Here's why. They don't have an assignment. Here's their documentation. And you're not just saying deny, deny, deny. You've got a counter affidavit putting it back on their grill. So it's all about using their documents. And what's the number one A1 or 2 rule, my mantra? It is. You counter affidavit. And we took everything we just talked about and put it in our counter affidavit. And I won this case, by the way. It got settled finally. Client was very happy. But sometimes you can show them, look, 2 + 2 = 4. And they'll go, nah, it's 56. And it drives you nuts. So bear in on them. I will follow up with a counterclaim. And that's what I did in this case. So you can have that too. I'll put that on my membership website, collectionstoppersolutions.com. So you'll see the counterclaim I did in this case. It's cool. I went in with Florida statute. By the way, depending on what state you're in, there are some great little state statutes. I say little because they're not federal. But the one in Florida is actually better than the national one. So The one in Florida allows creditors to be sued like debt collectors. It also gives you a 2-year statute of limitations, which the FDCPA only has a 1-year statute of limitations from the date of the first violation or discovery thereof. And also allows for punitive damages, whereas the one in Michigan sucks, but the FDCPA is better. So you can really, you can actually get a nice check from them or get a debt case settled. So sometimes, as I said before, I'll threaten, and I will do it, a counterclaim if they don't settle it. And then when they don't, you have to follow through. You can't make threats that are empty. And that's how you get them. You use your discovery, you use your counterclaim right, and you know the law, but more importantly, you use their own documents against them. It works every time. Hope this helps and helps you work every time. Like, love, subscribe, please. I love this stuff. I really do. I'm starting to like teaching. And if you think I need to improve something, please say so, because it only makes me better and I'm better for you. So again, like, love, subscribe, please. And rock and roll, man. Let's go get these guys. Bye-bye.